Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Your smart speakers say play ESPN.
What y'all doing for the holiday,
download
man?
Download the podcast.
I don't know what I'm doing for holiday. Key, I got you and Max a gift, though. I know we talk about it, non-fungible tokens. I got you guys an NFT.
Oh.
So once you know, I'm going to set up your MetaMask wallets. Oh. I'm going to give you guys an NFT. I got on. It's a real Shark Cove. It's my community. It's our community.
All right.
We got about 3,000 NFTs in the collection, 900 different sharks. We're doing this whole thing, Sharks for 24 Hours, Key. And let me tell you what happens.
Key, do you know what
I'm
going to
put you onto
yet?
This experience. It's called a utility, Key. Okay? A utility. So what we did this little raffle. We're flying somebody out from Dallas, first class seat. Mm. Got him at a dope hotel. We're going to bring him to my restaurant for a good dinner with me and the rest of our crew. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to take him out to a Mets game. And I got all of our crew here, by the way, because since I never give anything to the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max crew, I got everybody tickets to the Mets game when I throw out the first pitch. And the same person we're bringing out, Key, I'm bringing him on the field, and I'm throwing the first pitch to him behind home plate.
Whoa, that's quite
a thing. That's what a utility is. You know what I mean? And so that's what we're doing.
That's an NFT?
Well, it's a utility associated with the NFT. But don't worry about it.
That's
happening May 31st, Key.
Wait, you just slipped in, Key. He just slipped in a whole nother layer. That's a utility associated with an NFT.
Yes, so when you become part of a community, we give certain things to you for becoming part of the community.
Does this have to do with the metaverse?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of – there's a lot for you to learn.
But yeah. I'm not buying
Key, you don't have to buy anything, Key. It's free. I'm giving it to you for free.
That I have to look at online.
I'm giving it to you for free. I am giving you money right now.
All right. I like
money. And we'll come back in a month, and then we'll see how much
you make. So an NFT is money.
Jesus.
That I understand.
Key, when you try to put somebody on game, and they just refuse to learn the game.
I'm trying.
Well, I'm with Max Kellerman. I'm sorry. I don't align myself with Max too often, but in this case, I'm with you, Max.
Yeah. We're building.
All right, you got it. We're Sharks. Let's go.
So that is what you're doing during the holiday time, Memorial Day weekend, the whole deal?
Yeah, on the back end of it. On the back end of it.
You grilling, Key?
You know, I don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing, to be honest with you, Max. Mm. It's fluid right now. I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do.
Well, the fluid will be flowing, I'm sure.
There will be fluids flowing. Yes, there will be. Key, will you have the toes out? Will the toes be out?
Oh yeah, sure.
Toes are
I don't wear shoes really when I'm in LA unless I go to dinner.
You got the beach shorts on.
And even when I go to dinner, I mean, depending on where I go, I may put on shoes. But other than that, for the most part,
you be rolling up to Nobu in the Jesus sandals.
For sure, 100%.
Well,
t-shirt and shorts. Man, I'm not dressing up for nothing.
I love it.
When I dress up, people be like, "We going to a wedding?" I'm like, that's just me, man. I don't.
Why do I need to dress up? Memorial Day.
Yes, what are you doing?
This may shock you, but I'm going to go to an NFT and the metaverse also a utility. There'll be a utility involved.
You can't just throw around major words and make them work.
I just learned what all that is, but that's what I'm going to do this Memorial Day. There's going to be a utility involved plus an NFT. So aren't you proud of me?
You're already a shark because you don't sleep. You go from this show to your show to watching games, back to this show. That's what you do. Daddy Shark.
By the way,
my daughter
song of all time.
Brain is between that and that Coco Millen dude or whatever
Grandma
it is.
Grandma Shark. Between that, Daniel the Tiger, and Frozen, I can't. I'm done. That's my
the
life.
The bus, the wheels go round and round and all. Oh, man.
Every day.
Baby Shark, think Key is up there with the Cars for Kids thing. Like, you can't get it out of your head.
Shark.
No, don't keep playing it, Yates. Oh, and it goes faster and faster and faster. I'm like, my daughter's just like,
they run around. Yeah. Geez.
See, the thing about kids is
they have tiny brains,
so they're really stupid.
You're the first one. Why are you calling kids stupid?
Kids are cute, what they mean is they have tiny little stupid brains. That's what makes them cute. And so, like, you know, you got to figure out how to get through to them. The catchiest stuff of all time.
Was that a tease to additional content later?
Yeah.
Tiny little brains that are stupid.
That's right.
Damn.
Yeah, see, my daughter, I can't agree with you on that.
Yeah, I can't agree with that.
Guys,
the way I feel right now, my daughter might grow up to be the president of the United States.
Right, when she grows up, she'll be smart. But right now,
she's smart now.
Right now, she goes, yellow, and you're like, oh, my God, she's a genius. You know,
she said hello or yellow? Which one?
Lelu.
As long as she can understand and comprehend what I'm saying, I'm good.
Yeah. They're definitely not going to master the King's English as we can't do on this show in the morning, apparently.
My kids will certainly master the King's English. There's no questions
right
about it whatsoever, sir. Yeah. their community is different than mine.
No, understood.
Upbringing.
Got it. Max?
Yeah.
Back to the Celtics.
Wait till they start correcting you, Jay.
Mine has already started that, trust
me.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And
they calling me old and you're out of touch and you don't know. Yeah.
Back in your day, Dad, I'm like, damn, really?
Yeah. They also know moms are smarter than dads and they let you know about that, too. Yeah, well, obviously, but they are very aware of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you going to pivot on this one?
This is how
Are the Heat that smart that they can get game four?
Well, Marcus
Damn,
smart.
Don't let Key beat you to the pivot.
Yeah.
Speaking of Marcus Smart, he did not play last night.
You know what's not very smart? Miami starters.
I was the worst one out of all three.
Yeah.
Miami starters combined. This is a game score, like a game-ending combination. 18 points.
Yes.
Combined. I've never heard of that.
Horrific.
What?
Painful. Two guys did not score. Max Strus, PJ Tucker, donuts.
Oladipo had 23 off the bench.
Yates just told me he bet on that and he didn't win his parlay. Like usual, because they win parlays 90% of the time, Yates, I tell you.
I laddered Victor
Oladipo. So, Jay, what happened to the
dudes?
So, Jay, 18? What happened to the Miami Heat's performance yesterday? Like, what? Because I didn't expect that to take place. I looked up and they were down by like 20-some points, and I was like, damn.
So this is if you're Miami today and you wake up and everybody's annihilating you, right, for your atrocious performance. You look at the box score, you review it, and you crumble it up, Key, and you throw that thing out the damn window. That's all you can do because you have to think that last night
the Heat would miss.
And then they would miss the shot in the trash can.
They would crumple it up, they'd throw it out, and they would not be able to throw it through the window.
So I believe last night, this is tough because I think some people will look at it as aberration, right? I kind of feel like that's more the theme that I think Boston is the better team. Like Boston has won 14 of the 16 quarters that we played in these four games. And I know that Miami has made runs, and I'm not saying that Miami's out of it because the best team doesn't always win, right? The team that gets hot at the right time. And obviously the team that sustains these type of runs will have the best shot to win this. But Jason Tatum responded. He had 10 points by the end of the first quarter. He already surpassed how many points he had in game three. Had 31 for the night. Al Horford was a beast defensively, and he took it upon himself, him and Robert Williams, to go after Bam Adebayo, who had 31 points. He only had 5 shots in game four. And they did it all without Marcus Smart, Key, their bona fide leader on the court. You had Derek White, who almost outscored the starters for the Miami Heat in the first half.
Like, yeah, he had 13 total points or something like that?
Yep. I mean, so that,
I've just never heard of their 5 starters to finish a game with 18 points. You're averaging under 4 a starter. I just did that in my head, Jay.
You just did all that math in your head.
I didn't major in math, but I can do that.
How about the starters had 12 first half points, 12. So that means they only scored 6 more points in the rest of the game.
It's unbelievable.
6 more, Key, in the second half.
6 points to go along 5 players.
Well, you got to shoot to score. And if you don't shoot, you're not going to score.
That was a shocking revelation.
Well, I'm just saying, though, Jay. It's the reality of it. If you shoot, you score. If you don't, you don't. And clearly, when you talk about guys like Bam not shooting the ball, there you go. See how simple that was?
Yeah, you made it very simple.
What Jay wanted to say.
I've never seen anything like it.
What's wrong with you, Key?
I never heard of anything like it.
So how about this? The question is today, after that performance, are you counting Miami out?
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's what I'm saying. You take that, you rip it up, you throw it away.
Also,
it's still concerning.
You give the Celtics the edge at this point.
Yes.
I do.
But I also seen in every single serious. I've seen this sort of behavior by teams getting run out of a building and bounce back.
The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight for Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals as the Mavs get swept by the Warriors. Sorry, as the Mavs host the Warriors. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Is Kyler skipping OTAs a big deal or not? We're going to talk about that next. KJM.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Wait until you hear what one of our insiders says about a two-time All-Star looking for a Supermax. You guys already have a Supermax. Here I am. Huh? No good?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The great Diana Russini, ESPN NFL Insider. What's up, Diana?
Uh-oh. We took a little bit of a break, but I'm ready. Key, you ready to go at it here?
Well, I'm going to just follow you. Whatever you say, I'm going to repeat it.
Good morning, guys.
I told you. Good morning, Jay. I tell everyone at ESPN, you got to stop putting me on shows with Key. We agree too much. It's not as entertaining. We got to fight a little bit more. Jay, we fight. So let's go, guys.
Well, I don't know, Di. Last time you were on the show, you told Key that, you know, your nephew, who's like 4, can come up with that same kind of outtake on something. So I don't know.
Mm. Oh, no. I doubled down. I said,
you went hard.
My 2-year-old.
Your 2-year-old. Oh, wow.
And I brought it up. I brought it up twice. I said, Key, your MVP list is so basic. I expect more from you. But you know what? I actually went back and looked at Key's. I went back to Key's list then. I was like, this is actually a great list.
Are you ready, Diana?
Let's do it, Max.
Kyler Murray, Key's already weighed in on this. We're going to hear from him again. But Kyler Murray not showing up to OTAs. Hot news or not news?
Okay, so I actually think this is hot news. So we all know at this point right now that Kyler wants a new deal. But I think there's two elements to this. You have one side of this, which is it challenges an organization when a quarterback is in the building at practice, doing all those leadership things, playing well out on the field. We know he wants to be paid. If he was there and he's in front of everybody, I think that sort of heats up the temperature in-house for them to get that deal done. On top of the fact, guys, I know we've talked about this on the show, that there have been some questions about his leadership, about whether or not ownership was all in on him being the face of the franchise. And what better way than to to essentially show that he is the leader by being there. And then the second part, of course, is he needs the reps. Guys, Key, he needs the reps.
Yeah, here's what I would say. It's a little bit of hot and a little bit of not for me. The not part of it is I'm a football player. So in the end, OTAs is not that big of a deal. The hot news is the germ spreading industry that I'm in with you, Max, where it's juicy news because we all want to know what the hell is going on with his contract. Certainly, Diana, you're 100% right. If you're in the building, they can touch you, feel you, see you, smell you. They feel a whole lot better because they know what they're getting.
I'm not trying to smell you in that building after practice. Di, question for you. Breaking, this is hot news. Was there breaking news? Did you get a text from somebody? Was there news that was being broken while you were giving your answer?
They're all in their personal business.
I'm just asking. I caught her.
Jay is always in my business. It was actually my father, and he drives to work sometimes, and he gives me a call to say good morning, and I guess he didn't realize I was actually working today. So now he's probably listening to this on the radio. He probably realized I didn't answer, so he's like, oh, she's probably doing something for once. So,
shout out to Pops.
Yes, that's what that was. I apologize for that. I wish I could say that that was kind of...
Jay wants to know what your shopping list is next.
This is your dad. Don't apologize about your dad. This is great girl dad. I love it. Go ahead, Max.
All right. Aaron Rodgers not showing up to OTAs. Hot news or not news, Diana?
It is so not news. He didn't show up last year. And last year, he had all the drama surrounding him with all the contract stuff. Look, the Green Bay Packers paid him $50 million a year. Aaron Rodgers can do whatever the heck he wants to do.
Not news. Move on.
Not news.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants to except win another Super Bowl. Deebo Samuel not attending voluntary workouts. Oh. Hot news or not news, Diana Russini?
It is not news because we know the story right now. We know that he wants a deal. And, you know, but back to Key's take on it's voluntary. I don't think it's a big deal. I actually don't even think it'd be a big deal if he had a deal. I think at this point in the season, it's late May. He doesn't need to be there.
Not news at all. I hated OTAs. Why would I want to be somewhere away from my family, my hometown, when I can do the same things at home that I'm doing in the stadium? It makes no sense to me.
Well, Key, that's the point. Everybody's like, he didn't show up to OTAs. I'm like, doesn't mean that the quarterbacks aren't still, like, Kyler Murray's still not throwing to wide receiver. Like, he's not working out.
Yes.
He can still work out and throw to your wide receiving core.
Jay, that's exactly it. It's so interesting, right? Because obviously covering the league, you talk to the players about this time of year. You know, around this time of year, you kind of catch up with them to see what they're doing. And you're talking to coaches. And the perspective of the coaches is of what you would expect it to be, right? Which is they want everyone in the building. And players will just say to me, we're doing exactly
the same thing.
What we're doing in training camp right now. We don't need to be there. It's literally the same plays.
I used to always tell coaches, when they get to talking crazy, Diana, I say, just because you don't want to be home with your family, your wife, and everybody, don't mean I don't want to be home with mine.
Preach. Preach.
Ooh, going personal.
You're trying to get out of the house early. Tom Brady did unretire.
The Patriots say Mac Jones. He's in year two. They're already trotting out. Is in the best shape of his life. Hot news or not news, Diana?
It's not news. I'm glad he's in shape. I think that's great. It's May. Let's see what else he can do in the actual offense. I don't care how fit he is. I want to see what he can do and find out who's calling these plays.
Key?
I would say that, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not news at all. Okay, his body is soft last year, soft again this year. He ain't all of a sudden looking like The Rock. At least I don't think so.
Every time I hear any Mac Jones news, I just go back to, I wonder who Bill Belichick is going to tab as the offensive coordinator. Like, between Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, their combined record is like 22-51, something crazy like that. It's not a good record of success here.
You know why I think it has a little bit hot news? Is because you think of Mac Jones, he's athletically limited, right? But if he was kind of a doughboy last year and was able to do that as a rookie, if he gets into better shape, and we saw it with Tom Brady as his career went on, if he gets into better shape, maybe there is some upside there in terms of still potential we haven't seen by getting in better shape. See, if he really is doing it.
That's the problem, Key and Diana. We automatically compare Mac Jones to Tom Brady.
I'm not.
You end up using the comparisons, right?
Like, what I'm saying
weight-wise,
is
weight-wise, Tom Brady got in better shape. You naturally do
Brady,
that,
we saw. I'm simply referring to the pictures we saw from Brady out of Michigan, right? We especially saw them later on because, that was Tom Brady back then versus what he turned into. There was a correlation between that and him getting better, maybe, you know.
Okay.
George Kittle says the quarterback battle between Jimmy G and Trey Lance is a toss-up, Diana. Hot news or not news?
So when you read, when you just read that to me, I was like, ooh, sizzle. But it's actually when I took a breath there, I thought, no, that's actually not news at all. First of all, it's not George Kittle's decision. I'm shocked George is even commenting on it. I feel like the Kyle Shanahan way, from being around him for the last 10 years and knowing his coaching style, he doesn't like when players are making comments like that, making those comparisons. But also, Jimmy's not even out there. Like, they've had one OTA. So I don't think it's any news, and I think George is a really nice guy, and I thought that was a really safe, sweet answer from George.
See, I think it is hot news because whenever you have veteran players saying something that the coach doesn't want you to say or putting pressure on the coaches in terms of talking about a quarterback battle that could be or could not be, I think it's hot news because the players, they know. They know what they want. He didn't actually say who it was. The fact that he said it's a toss-up tells me it's close. Tells me it's really close.
Diana, where do you think Jimmy G will start the 2022-2023 season? Do you think he'll start it with San Francisco or do you think it'll be somewhere else?
I think something will happen in camp, Jay. And I hate saying, oh, I'm predicting an injury. That's such an awful way to look at this. But I think that's where he's going to have his most value and where the 49ers are going to be able to get a deal that they want. In terms of making these comparisons to Jimmy, Key, what has Jimmy really done? Think about everything San Francisco gave up to get Trey Lance. This also isn't really saying much from both sides of this. You would hope at this point that Trey Lance would be ahead of Jimmy G because we haven't really seen much. We've seen Jimmy win games. I know all the Jimmy lovers out there. But
I'm a Jimmy lover.
I know. It's hard.
I like him. I don't love him. I like him. I don't think that he is a top five quarterback, but I think he's so serviceable. He's led a team to a couple NFC championship games. He's been to a Super Bowl. That says something. I don't care what anybody says. He was on that team. He was the quarterback of that team when they made those appearances in the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship games. That speaks volumes to me.
Diana, I got to tell you.
No, I know. I hear you. Go ahead, Max. Here we go. Watch this. This is going to sound like a love diary entry from Max. Take it away.
I think Key brings up a very good point, the reason it's sneaky hot news in this way. Look, whatever you say about Jimmy G, that's a nice high floor for someone to clear. Right? You might be right, Diana. It's kind of lukewarm in terms of where the ceiling is. If it was Patrick Mahomes year two, no one would be like, I wonder if he's better. You just say he is. But you don't have to be Patrick Mahomes, be a really good quarterback. 1 year sitting behind the guy, and already he might be, he's like as good as Jimmy G. That's pretty good. That's a nice floor to clear after 1 year of holding a clipboard, I think. I think it's pretty good. Diana, isn't that pretty good?
Yeah, it's, again, I don't think George Kittle is going to – George Kittle said other things about Trey Lance in the past, too, that were very positive when we all know that he wasn't ready yet. I think that needs to be the question of how much more ready is Trey now? Because last season, that seemed to be the biggest thing coming out of the Bay Area. It's just going to take time. Well, how much time? Is this going to be – has this been enough time? You know, and just going back to what Key was saying about Jimmy, because Key, I'm with you on the liking Jimmy G, and by the way, the word serviceable, that's got to be so tough if you're a player to just hear that you're serviceable, right? Who wants to just be okay? It's just like in anything, in making a big purchase or getting involved in a marriage, you don't want to just like someone, you want to be all in, and I think that's always been the problem with the Niners is they've always just been kind of lukewarm on him. And Trey Lance has got to take a big step forward for them to feel like they love him. And he's going to have to show that he's more than serviceable, just knowing what they gave up to go get him.
Well, more than serviceable is the Diana Russini, a big star on this show for sure. Thank you, Diana, as always.
Thanks, Di.
Jay, you've been in love.
I want to be so much more than serviceable. That's Jay, right. You've been in love.
You've been in love.
Jesus. Thank you, Diana, as always. Have you been in love, Jay? Do you have hardwood floors?
Oh, God.
What players are going to need to make a leap? Diana just talked about Trey Lance. For their teams to be Super Bowl contenders next season. Key, your real rankings, top five players who have to make a leap this season. What you got?
Yeah, I looked at this thing and I said to myself, the top five players that got to make a leap to get their teams where they need to be. And I started off with number five.
Number five.
With Jameis Winston. I look at the New Orleans Saints. They're getting Michael Thomas back healthy. They drafted Chris Olave. They bring in Jarvis Landry. Things are looking good for them. He's the key, though, to this offense. The defense is building. He's the key to the offense if they want to surpass the Tampa Bay Buccaneers within the division.
Number four.
This one's interesting. Number four, you wouldn't even think about this at all, Max Kellerman. You would be like, oh, okay, after I say it. Cortland Sutton, the receiver from the Denver Broncos, he needs to certainly be DK Metcalf for Russell Wilson. As you can see, Russell Wilson working out with his receivers at his home in Rancho Santa Fe. So, in the end, this guy has to show up and be the big-time playmaker that they drafted out of SMU if the Denver Broncos are making any noise with the Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's a good one.
Number three.
Tua Tagovailoa. Hopefully I said his name correctly, and Hello. If not, yeah. Tua. Okay? And so when you look at that, similar situation to Jameis Winston. A lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. New head coach coming into town. Question marks have always been, is Tua the answer? They flirted with other quarterbacks in the past to replace Tua. In order for the Miami Dolphins to take the next step, he's got to make a gigantic leap.
Number two.
Number two is Jalen Hurts. Got that name right. Philadelphia Eagles, young quarterback. Led him into the playoffs last year in his first year as a starting quarterback. Now he's in a little bit of a better division over there. I know Carson Wentz isn't that great, but he is better for the Washington Commanders. We also know the Dallas Cowboys and what they have at quarterback and Dak Prescott. If in fact, the Philadelphia Eagles are trying to take a giant leap, it starts right there with Jalen Hurts.
Number one.
And number one is the number one overall pick of a year ago in Trevor Lawrence down in Jacksonville. ETN will be back with him. Now they got a new head coach in Doug Peterson who won a Super Bowl, who's turned quarterbacks in from bad into good. So when you look at this, Trevor Lawrence in year two, I know he's still a young quarterback, went through somewhat of a dismal season with Urban Meyer as the head coach. But when you are the number one overall pick, they don't have time to continue to keep waiting on you to show progress. He needs to take a giant leap all the way from one to like eight, in my opinion.
Interesting.
And I'm missing some people. Yeah, there's no
Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Daniel Jones is a layup, right? He's honorable mention. That's an easy call. If I would have put Daniel Jones up there, guess what Jay would have said? Oh, I see you, Captain Obvious.
Why he gotta jab me? What I do?
But also,
because if I would have said no, but if I would have said Daniel Jones, you would have said, oh, "Well, really, Captain Obvious?"
Yeah, probably. Right? Wouldn't you? Snarky remark like that. You're right.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. The only one that I thought about, Key, while you were doing this, was Dak, because giant leap is interesting because that's a huge term to use for a guy like Dak. But I mean, it was 2 years ago that we were talking about him in the MVP conversation before he got hurt. And obviously coming off that injury last year, remember how he played, especially like the burning image of the game at Tampa Bay where, we want him to go down, right? Like,
yes.
In order to save time. Like, there's something about that image for a guy that got the bag, like to go deeper in the playoffs and to be better than 6-5 outside the division when you play against quality competition.
No, you are not wrong for mentioning his name, but when I look at the list, I put a little thought into some of this stuff sometimes.
Yeah, you do your brain.
Sometimes. And I do my brain.
Let him do his brain.
Yeah.
When you think about Jameis Winston, for instance, right, his career is somewhat at a crossroads on whether or not, Max, he's the long-term solution.
Yeah, you're right.
Because, again, they flirted with a possibility of trying to figure out how to get Deshaun Watson. So you look at that and you go, well, they settled on Jameis. If he does well, they'll keep him in the fold with no problem at all. When I look at Cortland Sutton, I'm looking at a receiver that could potentially help his team take that division away from either the Chargers or the Kansas City Chiefs. Most likely it will be the Kansas City Chiefs. Then when I look at Tua, I say, again, they flirted with allegedly reports Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson. Yeah. They've always had this eye on another prize. They went out and got him some toys to now see if he's the answer. I look at that. Jalen Hurts. There's all these question marks around whether Hurts is the future of the Philadelphia Eagles. His career is somewhat at a crossroads because if he doesn't do the things that he did a year ago, the pundits will say he's not the answer, which I know he's the answer, but you know how that goes. One or two mistakes for him is like 10 mistakes for others. And then Trevor Lawrence, number one overall pick. You had a rookie season last year that was a little bit of a dismal because of the coaching situation with Urban Meyer, but now you got a chance to make it right as the number one guy, and people aren't talking about you nearly as much as they were before. You've got to take a giant leap to now show everybody you are the chosen one. You are the one that can't miss. You had the first one in, last one out of the building, smartest guy in the room. You were a family guy, all of those sort of things. So now let's see.
Keys rankings are brought to you by
Dell. I didn't say it. You thought I forgot
about
that?
For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. So I like the list because
as
I know, yeah, you got to show that you're a family.
No,
yeah.
it's
you got
just,
two dogs and a thing.
No, but doing the whole draft process. ESPN on ESPN Crime, real quick here. Our guy, who was it? Jay, could you remind me?
I'm drawing a blank. No, let's not say names.
All right. Yeah. Well, one of our partners on ESPN came on the show, and he described everything about the quarterback and why he should be number one overall. And he said, well, he's a family guy. Well, what the hell does that have to do with him playing quarterback as opposed to
Joe Namath?
Trey Lance isn't a family guy, or Zach Wilson isn't a family guy, or
Joe Namath comes out in a mink coat and balls out, or Joe Burrow. Hey, I like the list a lot because, as you say, Key, these are guys at a crossroads in terms of at least reputation. Are you just a guy, a Jag, or are you a franchise-type player? Jay, you mentioned quickly, you said Dak. Dak is not exactly in the same situation, but there are similarities there, right? At a certain point, man, this dude's not elite. Or he is, right? What would a leap look like for Dak?
Get to the Super Bowl.
So it's based on team success.
I think last year, a lot of people, and myself included, I know Kia, we talked about this, like you almost give Dak a pass, right? Coming back off that injury, his first year back. But now having 2 years since the injury removed, he was in the MVP conversation before he originally got hurt, Key. He was playing at one hell of a high level. So I know that there have been pieces that have been lost, but this is why you pay your quarterback the bag, right? Like, he has to be able to make up for those pieces that were lost.
You know what I think about, because he's always on my mind. Justin Herbert, as great as he's been, has not been to a playoff yet. Burrow just went to the Super Bowl, almost won it. And at a certain point, is his story going to start to be, damn, he can't get to the playoffs? Look at how insane the West is right now.
Exactly.
He's got
his
also
story
team
will
success
be that way if he don't make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, man, there's some great storylines.
Key, just not Justin Herbert. It'll happen to Brandon Staley before it will happen to Justin Herbert. Mark that down.
Yeah,
because all the analytics, Key, you know how every time you watch a game, like, I can't with the analytics. I'm just saying, if there are still hiccups with the Chargers and the way they execute down the stretch in games, like, you will, because Justin Herbert's talent is overwhelming.
Right, but that'll start to be the thing for all his talent.
It will to a degree, but you'll still be like, oh, well, there'll still be an excuse that he's young.
I'll make that excuse. Will we see a college football super conference at some point in the near future? We're going to talk about that next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Keyshawn.
Max, we having fun.
J. Will.
Yeah, Max.
And Max.
We had 2 minutes of fun.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keith, what we're about to find out in this next series for me in the Eastern Conference, like Man in the Arena, like that whole, like Shibago, like that is.
Shibago.
Yeah.
I'm into Shibago.
Yeah, it happened again.
Yeah,
happened.
No, I'm into Shibago. Like a shebang, yeah. But not exactly a shebang, a whole bag of shebang. Yeah, Shibago.
It was a Shibago.
Not a Shibago. That's the whole bag. A Shibago is like a debacle. You changed the pronunciation and the meaning.
James whatever, I was making the whole a joke deal. Jay.
It was an absolute Shibago for the Suns in Game 7.
That is the epitome of this show, by the way. I make up a random word. Key corrects my random word with a word that is not the same word that I was trying to talk about. And Max clarifies. There you go.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Key, I thought I heard it all when J. Will had never seen an episode of Sanford and Son.
Guys, because you're like 50 years older than me.
However, yeah, there's nothing. My kids have seen Sanford and Son.
Because you made them watch Sanford and Son. That's why, Key. Shocker.
No, it's just, it's good comedy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I told you I watched it the other day. It was all right.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I was on that. I was on TV One. I went down the whole path.
The rabbit hole?
Yeah, I went down the whole path.
So,
and now y'all want to kill me because I've never had ice cream cake.
Yes, Jay. This is the other big revelation. Jay didn't even know that ice cream cake existed.
Like I thought it was icing, man.
You thought it was icing?
Well, you probably – I could see if you have a cake that's an ice cream cake and it's coming out of the refrigerator and you've had cake come out of the refrigerator where you could get it confused with icing or whipped cream inside. I could see
that. How'd you miss that for 40 years, Keith?
Because
you never took a bite 40 years?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
What, you can't
eat
cake?
Yeah, but everybody
– tell you, man, I got IBS. I can't do it.
Everybody has,
like a crazy person.
I promise you, everybody for the most part has had an ice cream cake in front of them at some point in time in their life.
Maybe
I look at it, I run to the bathroom.
Like, was
I run to the bathroom. I look at it, I'm on the toilet. That's me.
Back up. Are you saying any cake is like that?
Like I think in particular, like ice cream cake, like
but you didn't know about the existence of ice cream cake, so it can't be an excuse that it has ice cream in it, or you'd run to the bathroom.
He's going
to
legal you up right now.
You see what this man tried to do?
He's going to lure you up. I can help you get out of it.
Thank you. I'm dialing in. I'm phone calling my lawyer, Keyshawn. Yes. Can you answer for me, please?
Key.
Yeah.
Jay just said.
That's my representative.
He just said. He was unaware of the existence of ice cream.
I did not say.
So the excuse that being you're lactose intolerant or something, that don't work because somehow he missed the ice cream cake.
Well, I think he was trying to say that he has never had ice cream cake knowingly. Knowingly. He wasn't aware that.
So, Key, if you take a bite of ice cream cake, you're aware there's ice cream in there, right? As soon as you taste it, you know it's cold.
No, you're not aware. As I just explained to you a minute ago, Max, if in fact you've ever had a cake with icing or whipped cream come out of the refrigerator,
then you just assume it's cold.
You could certainly confuse it for a soft ice cream cake if you. You know, you taste it, you can confuse
you
yourself if you never had it before.
With the kids and kids' friends.
Lies,
the whole
lies,
thing.
More lies.
Where they
give you this.
It couldn't be.
Whatever. Yeah, but I would say, but look, Max, it's Jay. Jay hasn't had a lot of things before.
It's like it's the insanity defense. I get it. It's Jay.
I'm starting to lose control of my representation. I don't know
what direction he's going in now.
You know what?
I don't like it.
He got you off.
I have to start speaking up for myself.
He got you off.
Wait a second.
Phrasing.
He's getting nobody off.
He off the charges. Thank you for confirming, please.
Have I had ice cream cake?
Yeah, because your description of that joint was kind of,
you're talking like someone who's never had ice cream cake before.
No, man, you're crazy. I done had ice cream cake from Baskin and Robbins, from Dairy Queen.
You say Baskin and Robbins?
Yeah, Baskin and Robbins.
Oh, I thought you said Baskin and Robbins.
Jay.
Baskin and Robbins.
Jay, you asked for this?
Every single 31 flavors. Is that better for you, Jay?
Yes, I got it. I like them all.
Is that what you were asking for, Jay?
Every single serious.
the serious line.
Every single
He can't say serious, by the way. He always says serious in all
the
reasons.
Stop changing the subject.
I just say
this
serious.
Is about you never having ice cream cake.
James,
before.
I didn't pivot. Yates played the
this
sound.
I just
Why
wanna,
does
I
my voice
you a few other,
up like this
I wanna
when
ask
I get
you
angry?
A few other things, Jay.
Oh, see? I do not
I just
like want to
ask you a few other
going.
Things.
Max,
have
get
you
some
ever,
order in the court.
I'm
no, I just
this.
Want to ask you this, man.
You're the worst.
Have you ever had fried chicken at home, not on the road.
Oh, this is so
for Papa.
Insulting.
Now you're insulting
me. Now you're insulting me.
No, I'm not.
Don't insult my mama. Don't you dare insult my mama, Key.
No, not mom. That's nothing to do with mom.
That's
not
what
you.
My dad ain't cooking the fried chicken.
Oh, no. He's saying once you left your mom and dad's house.
Have I made fried?
Have you ever had fried chicken at home since you left home?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The way his voice went up, I don't know. I don't know.
Ass.
I don't know. He went, yeah. I don't know.
I don't talk like that.
I'm just.
All right, next question.
The ice cream cake, James.
Yes.
You know, no TV One, no Sanford and Son.
You don't have to qualify. You can just stick with the questions, please.
No ice cream cake.
Huh. How much of that is
because?
Are you going to
ask me if I had hot sauce next? Yes, Key.
Well,
what kind of hot sauce do you? No, here's the question. Alan Yates, answer the question. And then, Key, I'm going to give you time because you're my friend. Alan Yates is not my friend right now because he set me up. Yates, what kind of hot sauce do you use?
I'm allergic.
See, Key, that's
allergic
kind of,
to hot
you're
sauce.
How are you allergic to hot sauce?
To
it's a long story.
Stuff, right?
Tomato Yates? Paste, the whole thing. It's acidic. Yeah. I get itchy. I got to sit under a shower. Wrong question. Ice cream cake, Jay.
So you don't put no hot sauce on no chicken, no nothing.
1 minute. No, plain. Plain.
So Jay, can't even you eat regular pizza.
He's talking about taking my card.
I'm a white pizza boy. But you mean?
Have you ever had Jay? Have you ever had ice cream on a cake?
What? I've had like ice cream like with like apple pie.
But you never had a piece of cake with ice cream?
Not really. I told you
so
I got
you
IBS,
like cake,
man.
Then. You don't
not,
like cake.
Not really. I run to the toilet. I told you.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. Honest about it. It's rich.
I
got butter and all that stuff.
I can't. I'm done.
Number two.
I'm looking at it. Yes.
I get it.
Jeez,
I'm
real
a,
rankings.
I'm not a big cake eater.
Yes.
Another one.
And I can pass on apple pie, too, though.
I'm going to sit you down with an ice cream cake and a Sanford and Son marathon, Jay. Get you right.
Well, if you had something else, I would probably be there for the long term.
Well, naturally.
Well,
naturally.
You can get that all over. That's easy.
I mean, I just said a Sanford and Son marathon with ice cream.
With ice cream. Yeah.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max back after this.
Every single series.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.